Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 55 degrees, KSL's top story. A district judge has ruled that Lane Bangeter, Phil Lyman's pick for lieutenant governor, is ineligible for the ballot. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson was in court for this afternoon's proceedings.
The crux of the issue is the words next proceeding. The eligibility requirement demands that a candidate live in Utah for the 5 years next preceding the election. And while Bangeter lived in Utah for more than 30 years, he was in Idaho for a time before moving back to Utah in 2021. Both sides today cited case law that used the words next proceeding, and they interpreted it differently. But the judge ruled that it means immediately before the election, meaning Bangeter will not be able to be on the ballot with Lyman come June. The elections office team told the court that Lyman should be able to pick someone else to accompany him on the ballot. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis says the judge made his decision based on what he called clear language in the Utah Constitution.
So what this judge has decided is that Lyman asked for a restraining order. That is that the lieutenant governor has to put his lieutenant governor on the ballot. And this judge has said, you don't have to put him on the ballot because he's not qualified.
Skorda says this doesn't mean Lyman's run is over. He just needs to find another running mate by Monday. An FBI agent testified in Chad Daybell's murder trial this afternoon. He walked through finding 16-year-old Ty Lee's body in the backyard of Daybell's property. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe was in the courtroom.
This was probably the most serious, depressed mood I've experienced in the trial so far. While FBI Special Agent Steve Daniels described finding Ty Lee's remains near a pet cemetery, two men sitting near me wiped away tears. Chad sat stoic, as always, but he was very stiff, only glancing at the graphic images on his screen. At one point, the agent showed the jury a necklace and charm they found in the fire pit, and then prosecutors showed a picture of that same necklace being worn by Ty Lee when she was still alive. The extremely graphic images were not shown to the public, just to the jury, many of whom looked visibly sick during this testimony. Reporting in Boise, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour, the Trump trial. Longtime Trump aide Hope Hicks testified about a conversation she had with the former president about the hush money to Stormy Daniels. ABC's Olivia Rubin says Hicks' testimony was emotional.
She came across as remarkably credible on the stand. I don't think there was a person in that room who thought that Hope Hicks was not telling the truth. Just based off of her demeanor, she broke down crying. She was very careful with her answers. She was very soft, and she was very specific with what she was saying.
Hicks was on the stand for just under 3 hours. Mount Nebo Middle School in Payson received its fifth bomb threat in 3 weeks this morning. The Nebo School District says the school was not evacuated. They say police swept the building, but they didn't find anything suspicious. Hundreds of schools in Norway are taking a stand against phones in classrooms. They decided to ban phones completely of 400 schools and came to find it helped students' mental health. Dr. Lee Richardson from the Brain Performance Center says pushback for the ban in Utah here comes from fear.
Maybe they got out of a situation that was somewhat threatening, and that fear of not being able to reach their child is there.
The study shows in Norway, boys experienced 43% less bullying after the ban, and there was an increase in academic performance for girls. Cinco de Mayo festivities come tomorrow, yes, on the 4th. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera says Utah's Hispanic community talks about how they're celebrating.
When I asked Joanna Alvarado, in-stadium host for Real Salt Lake, if she celebrates Cinco de Mayo.
No, I do not celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Alvarado said it's not really a thing her community celebrates here. Unlike in Puebla, Mexico, where they celebrate their victory against the French army, the true meaning of the day. But speaking with Andrew Velasco inside the Latin Mall on Salt Lake's west side, he sees it as a positive way to bring others into their culture.
You might go out and go to eat at a place you hadn't before, and that might create some new awareness for you about a culture you don't really understand.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:05. Health officials in Utah are warning about a new COVID variant.
The state has had a few samples of FLIRT, the latest COVID variants, and they might be better at getting around our immune systems than other variants. Dr. Kelly Okeson, scientist at the Utah Department of Health and Human Services, says the FLIRT variants have a mutated spike protein, allowing it to get past antibodies.
As these viruses are continuing to infect people and make us sick, they keep getting better at evading our immune system. And so we're seeing those additional mutations on the spike in response to us trying to fight it. It's trying to fight us.
Oakeson says there's still not enough information to know if we'll have another COVID summer surge. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.